continues its brutal attacks. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. As Poland shows its support for Ukraine by raising financial aid for refugees.
About $10 billion were raised for Ukrainians fleeing the war. It happened at a big event here in Warsaw. All of that money is going to help to cover the costs of food, housing, medical care for the more than 4 million refugees living in those EU member states, and also humanitarian care for the 6.5 million internally displaced inside Ukraine. Now, President Zelensky called on world leaders to slap Russia with even more sanctions in a pre-recorded speech.
Fox's Aisha Hazmi. And as negotiations continue over possibly reviving the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, Iranian lawmakers are reportedly seeking guarantees approved by Congress that the U.S. would not exit the deal should it be revived.
Well, I think if we get to a point where there is a deal that the president feels is in our national security interests, we will, of course, address and determine what needs to go through Congress. But there are some final components that are being negotiated in the deal. We're not quite there yet. There's more than one, and I'm not going to prejudge those or negotiate from here at this point.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Fox News Sunday. Plus, as prominent political figures come down with COVID, the president's chief medical advisor says the pandemic is not over.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's not as bad as a year or two ago, but there is still potential for the BA2 variant to spread. On ABC's This Week, he said as events resume, it may come down to individual questions.
What is my age? What is my status? Do I have people at home who are vulnerable that if I bring the virus home, there may be a problem?
Fauci says those who put on events bear some burden as well, should trends rise where they are. He also urges Congress to continue funding vaccines and other preventive measures.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The NYPD recovering a large number of ghost guns in 2022. Details from Fox's Sue Guzman.
Ghost guns are built from a kit, bought online and assembled at home, and are not traceable. And because they could be purchased without a background check, they're becoming the gun of choice for criminals. They're banned in a number of states, including New York. And on Friday, Maryland became the latest state to do so. Well, new figures from the NYPD indicate the number of ghost guns in the city skyrocketed by 351% in 2022. Officials believe a ghost gun may have been used in Friday's shooting of three teens outside a New York City school, one of whom died. Federal officials said last year there's no way to estimate the number of ghost guns currently in circulation. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Meanwhile, a suspect has been charged in the fatal shooting of a teen girl who was walking home from school when she was hit by a stray bullet during a street dispute in New York City. New York police announced the arrest Saturday of 17-year-old Jeremiah Ryan in connection with the shooting a day earlier. Police say Ryan faces charges of murder, attempted murder, and criminal possession of a weapon. The shooting in the Bronx was just the latest episode of headline-grabbing violence in the city. Plus, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Dwayne Haskins was killed on Saturday as he attempted to cross a Florida highway.
It's unclear why Dwayne Haskins tried to cross multiple lanes of traffic. Florida Highway Patrol says Haskins was walking on Interstate 595 in Fort Lauderdale for unknown reasons around 6:37 a.m. when he tried to cross the highway and was hit by a dump truck. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Steelers star linebacker T.J. Watt posted to Twitter, "The world lost a great person today. Haskins was a standout at Ohio State before becoming Washington's first-round pick. In 2019, he played two seasons with them before moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Fox's Christina Coleman, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.